Hello.
Hi, is this Avery?
Yes.
Hi, Avery. This is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you doing?
Okay. Good.
Good. All right. So we saw that you were interested in a potential job. What we want to do is look for a case for you, and in the meanwhile, onboard you, like, which means to take care of the hiring process. That way, once you find someone, you'll be all ready to start.
Okay.
Amazing. So this morning I sent you out a link. There are a few requirements. There's an application, a competency test, and then you would have to upload your documents and send in, like I'm saying, the documents are the I-9 and W-4. We have a link for that. And then we also need IDs.
Okay.
Anything else? I'm looking through the text. Oh, also a TB test. So I could go through some with you. I would say to start with the application. That just is your personal information. I included the link there. The competency test, try your best. And it's like it's not super score-based. Like, it's pretty lenient with the marking. So you don't have to worry about, like, don't be too stressed out about getting everything right.
Okay.
And then a QuantiFERON I want to talk to you about. That's the TB test. It's a tuberculosis test. We would need to have one before we could hire you. Do you know if you had one done recently?
A TB test? No, not recently.
Not recently. Okay. So where you could have it done is either any CVS could do it for you, a PPD test, or you would be able to do blood work. Like, the TB test is an injection, and then you go back 2 days later to have the injection site looked at. Or they could do a blood test called a QuantiFERON. So either are okay. Let me see if you're near any of the urgent care locations. We actually have some of our urgent cares. Give me a moment. What's your zip code?
11144.
Got it. All right, let me see which one's the closest to you. We're affiliated with AFC Urgent Care. So let me see if there's any in your area. Give me a moment. Let me see. 19144. That's Philadelphia, right?
Yep.
All right, so let me read you the locations down. Maybe you know which one's closest. There's one on Girard Avenue, G-I-R-A-R-D. There's one on Aramingo Avenue, one on Ridge Avenue, on Frankfurt Avenue. Any of these sound familiar, or do you know they're close to you?
Yeah, I should be able to find one.
Okay, I would have to schedule you in, though, so do you know which one is closest?
Yes.
Either in, like, Northern Liberty, Port Richmond, Roxborough, or Torresdale?
Roxborough.
Amazing. All right. Let me schedule you in, and we would cover the cost of this.
Okay.
Amazing. Let me give you the information. Hang on. I'm just going to schedule the appointment. What's your date of birth? 11/21/98. Okay, so I have the authorization. All right, it expires in about a month. It expires, yeah. All right, so you could go, all right, so you could go to this location. You would have to bring your photo ID with you.
Okay.
If they give you any trouble, I'm going to send a screenshot of the appointment that I created. Just so you could show it to them if they give you any trouble. Don't forget to bring your ID with you. I'm going to check on their hours so you know when to go. When do you think you'll be able to go?
No later than next week.
No later next week. Amazing. So when you do go, if you could just give me a call or shoot me a text.
Okay.
And let me see their hours. They're open like 8 to 5 pretty much every day. Let me send you their schedule. Also, when you do go, just shoot me a text. They're going to do blood work there. That way you don't have to return. And then, I'm not sure if they send the results to us or them, but once you go, I'll be in touch with the clinic to find out.
Okay.
In addition to that, let me just run through what else we need. We're going to need some IDs from you. Do you have a driver's license and social?
Yes. I got to get a hold of my social, but I don't know about her, and I got a picture of it.
A picture of it. Okay, that's perfect. A picture of social. Also, we would need proof that you live in Pennsylvania for 2 years. So what that could be is an old expired ID that is dated from, I'll say 2023, or an old pay stub, or a phone or utility bill, or a bank statement that's dated from before 2 years ago, or 2 years ago, just to prove that you did live in Pennsylvania for 2 years. So we will need all those things. It's in the text message. I'm going to follow up with you also, hopefully either on Monday or later on in the week, just to see how everything's going. Together we can get this process done as soon as possible. The most important thing to do first is the application. So that's just the first link to fill out.
Okay.
Okay, amazing. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me in this number, calling or texting, and we're excited to work. I'm excited to work together with you and get you hired.
Okay. All right. See you soon.
Amazing. Any questions for me?
Not at the moment.
Okay. All right. We'll be in touch, Avery.
Okay. See you.
Have a good one. See you.
You too.
Okay. Bye.